This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
For so long, we have, I think, missed so many opportunities in this community for kids going through the educational process. And thankfully, over the last number of years, whether it's District 61 or our other school districts, and no greater partner in the community, in my opinion, as far as getting people into careers in the workforce than Richland Community College. And we are thrilled to partner with them. You can go to the RCC page at natacada.com to find out about all of these great programs. And it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Shanice Berry, who is the Director of Enrollment Management at Richland. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. This is such an exciting thing to talk about here. Tell me about what you're hoping to accomplish with women in trades and why it's so important to break down some of these stereotypes.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. We are very much excited to offer a 5-week of programming where we highlight the skilled trades programs at Richland Community College. One of the areas that we realize is the area of opportunity is really looking at our skilled trade programs, which are high-paced, great career opportunities for our women in the community and our women students. And so we are using this opportunity for programming to highlight some of our great industry partners, our students who have been able to complete programming at Richland Community College, and the academic pathways to those careers, covering topics such as agriculture, welding, HVAC, engineering technology, and automotive. So each week we're going to be diving deep into those programs just to give our stakeholders a good opportunity to learn more about them, to ask questions, and figure out what those opportunities look like if they are interested in pursuing those.
Okay, give me the details about how people sign up for this. Is there a cost? Give me the logistics.
Sure. So, you know, here at Richland Community College, we like to offer everything for free. And so this is a free program. Folks can get more information at www.richland.edu/WIT, which stands for Women in Trade. So, again, that's www.richland.edu/WIT. So it's free of cost to students. It's going to be all virtual, so it's going to be on Zoom. And then during the last week when we highlight automotives, we're actually going to have a keynote speaker who's going to be in person. And her name is Kristen Sinet, and she's actually the first female automotive instructor from Highland Community College.
All right. Who are you looking for? I'm assuming all age ranges, you know, people who are thinking about starting a career, people who maybe are thinking about taking transferable skills into another career. What kind of person are you looking for?
Sure. That's a great question. To be honest, you know, we are opening this program to everyone. The focus is on women, but anyone who may be looking for a career switch, if you're a student who may be transitioning from high school and you're interested in the skilled trades, this is an excellent opportunity over the course of the 5 weeks to just learn more about all of those different programs. And so it's really open to anyone who may be interested in pursuing education at Richland Community College. But our target audience is women, because we really want to increase the number of women students that we have in our programs here, especially the skill trade at Richland, but it is open to anyone who may be interested in learning more.
Okay, and it's important to note you can register for one or all or any of them that might be of an interest to you. Maybe if you're really open-minded and not quite sure, you can go participate in all of those that you mentioned. Once again, starting May 13th with agriculture, May 20th with welding, May 27th HVAC, June 3rd engineering and technology, and then June 9th the automotive side of things. And those take place at 3 p.m. How long do they last?
About an hour, right? It's about 4 o'clock.
Okay, and so one or all, and you can go to the website, and we'll give you that address, of course, in the podcast of this interview as well. Now, we also want to talk for a couple of minutes that you do have registration currently open for both summer and fall. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Registration for new and current students is happening right now for summer and fall. Summer classes begin for us on June 1st, and the last day to register for summer courses is May 28th, so if you are a student who is looking to start classes this summer, it's a great opportunity to meet with one of our sex coaches at any time to learn more about the opportunities that we have. If you're a student who may be coming home for the summer and looking to transfer some courses back to a four-year institution, this is also a great opportunity for you as well. fall classes start for us on August 12th, and the last day to register is August 9th. And so we really are really busy here at Richland Community College. We are looking forward to working more with students throughout the spring and summer semesters. And so if you have any questions and want to learn more about registration at Richland, you can visit our website at richland.edu.
Shawnee, it is so important for trades and labor, and you can talk to you know, whether it's somebody who goes to become an electrician or an automotive mechanic or working in HVAC. You know, the average age of a lot of these trades organizations is like 47 years plus. There's not a huge pipeline of young people that are interested. I mean, you talk about job security. These are folks that are out there in a very competitive way looking for young people or people of any age to think about this career path.
Yes, yes. The skilled trades are definitely an excellent opportunity for anyone who's looking to go into the workforce. If you're interested in short-term training or programming, we have lots of opportunities for students to pursue that here at Richland Community College. But again, as you said, they are great wages in those industries. We always have industry partners who are looking for students who are trained and ready to come into the workforce. And so it's really a great opportunity to get, you know, short-term training or long-term training if you want to get that associate's degree and potentially maybe transfer to some four-year institutions that align with some of our skilled trades. To just go out there and, you know, get some of these skills and get into the jobs that you really love to do. If you're good with your hands, if you like paying attention to fine details, this is really the industries that you may be interested in.
Thank you so much for your hard work on this and being with us this morning, and best of luck to you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.